Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to be connecting with all of you. Look, what we've lined up for you this year is exactly what we said. You know, 2022 is all about you. It's all about the renewed you. It's all about you in a different way. How are you looking at your world? What do you want your world to be like? And so we promise to bring our hosts, these experts, to the forefront to help. And today we're going to get to roll up your sleeves with Coach Christine Clark. And one of the things that I was talking with her about, there are many things I could talk to her about, but you're going to hear a bit about what I've gotten to know about the process she uses, but also about the process that helped us come forward. And I was just chatting with her before we came on, and I said something like, I think I'm going right now through the quantum leap in the process of becoming. Now, let me tell you about who she is. You know, she has forged her own life in the fires of self-employment. She brings so many years combined of experience, entrepreneurial experience, working with clients. She takes a look at mental, emotional blocks, what stands between us and the lives we want. Whether you're looking at the place that you just cannot move from, or you want to move to a different place. This is the body of work she has said yes to. It's her vision. It's her purpose. It's her passion. And forging a life is her path. Absolutely incredible approach. You're going to hear about it today. But beyond that, she has said, I'm going to invest in myself, my certifications. I'm a breakthrough coach. I'm an NLP coach. I'm a transformation coach. I help motivate people all over the planet. This is what I love to do. And success is what she helps folks achieve. It doesn't matter what life you're in. You're going to hear more about her. She's a host of her own fabulous show. And beyond all of that, today, she's going to help us all understand as we roll up our sleeves, we may be in a place of becoming. Coach Christine, it's great to have you.
Oh, it's great to be on and be with you again, Pat. This is good. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, I've learned so much from you, especially because you are talking about and you use the idea of forging. And we're going to tell people what that means today. But I was really struck by what I was trying to say to you. I know we have such few We only have a few minutes before we come on, but I caught myself and it started last week, right? My friend says it's Mercury came out of retrograde. So my friend's like big astrology.
Right.
I said, yep. I don't know if it's any of that, but it started in the oddest way because I had these mini awakenings. Then I had these mini insights. And then I started to prepare for the show with you. And I thought, am I in like a leap of becoming? I mean, is this for me to create the next version of myself, my passion, my purpose, and what I want to do to create a better world? Is this the way it works? And then I thought, I'm just going to let Coach Christine talk about it today. Thank you for taking this on. But we don't understand the process of becoming. Tell us about it from your perspective.
Yeah, the process of becoming. And what I'm hearing and what you're talking about is with forging life, there is parts where we are in this immersion, where we are doing deep transformational work internally. And that's what came to my mind as you're talking about this. It's like, yeah, she's in a place where the shifts aren't just logistics. It's not just how to put things together intellectually, how to manage, but it is a deeper internal shift when we have to take a look in our whole perspective on how we do things and how we operate and who we are and how we show up is shifting. And those internal shifts are awesome, scary, a lot of energy there. And yet that's when you shine your brightest, is when you embody the new you, when you embody that transformation. And it's exciting. It is just really exciting.
I want to ask you this question. When I know that people talk about things like this, I also know it's part of their journey. So if you ever hear me talk about, remember, I created Crust Busting. So being stuck was such a big part of my life, right? And so becoming and the work you do and becoming you and the process of becoming, I know that both of us have invested time and money and energy into us to acquire the skills so we can be in service of others, right?
Right. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Can you talk about this idea that I have, I don't know how to articulate it, that this thing, to take your words, this process of becoming for me doesn't feel like an incremental. It feels like something bigger in a jump. Can you talk to that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. What comes to mind for me is when I was into my life coaching. I had gotten my coaching certifications and total change of trajectory in my life to the business I was doing before and into life coaching. When I first started into business, direct sales, I started because I think I can make some money at this. When I shifted into coaching, when coaching called me and I answered, and it was so amazing what could happen when working with people in coaching. It was, I want to do this. I want to serve the world this way. Yeah. And then during a VIP day with my mentor, my coach, we're trying to come up with how to find something that's uniquely mine, find something that I know about, find something that is a way to talk to people and engage them so that they can also learn and transform. And he started asking me about my husband's work. And I was really reticent to talk about my husband's work, because when I was in direct sales, if I mentioned the fact that he was a bladesmith or he made swords, that was so much more interesting and cooler. And people wanted to talk to him. And I felt like I was being left behind. Oh. And so if I was out and I wanted to talk to somebody about my business, I wouldn't mention it at all. And yet in this VIP day, what I heard and what came out was that I know this process. I have lived next to this process for 30 years, and I know it like the back of my hand. Mm. And as we busted our crust on that idea, I was still resistant. And yet, as we talked about it, all these analogy came out, this metaphor came out, and all the different steps. And there was hooked into what we do, how we become in our life through the processes of being shaped, through the processes of living in our own heat and what we go through in life that molds and shapes us, and then how we are able to come out of it. And it just kept rolling. And I think the process of becoming is multiple steps. Sometimes it can happen like what's going on for you right now, Pat, is it's all at once. It's huge. And it's like, whoosh. And then there's also times where it's step by step by step by step by step.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I love talking about this. And we're talking, and you know, first of all, there's a reason there's a blade behind Coach Christine's head. I just want to say for everybody, for all of you that are watching on Facebook, there's a reason she's got the katana, because we're going to talk about it today. Yeah. Ever since you started to do the show and explain the process, I so relate to it. I refer to it, right? I don't quite have the sense of which phase I'm in, you know. And just to be clear, you know, the idea of, look, I've been taking steps for 20 years,
right,
direction that I did not understand. None of my friends understood it. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? But I knew the next indicated thing. I knew the step I was taking. The design wasn't always clear, but in recently, the design has got clearer. We put effort towards it. We put technology towards it. You know, this stuff is being tested now. But this weekend, I don't know which phase it is. So maybe you can share with me when we come back and we talk about truth in creation of katana. But I almost felt at one point like I was in the bending phase. Okay, that's probably the wrong term. But there's a curve,
right,
that you described so beautifully in the process. And I literally felt that was such an important phase. And why I related to that over the weekend, I have no idea. I have no
idea. You're setting yourself up for success. You're building the structure.
Boy, absolutely. I'm telling you, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, truths in the creation of katana. If you knew what Coach Christine does and how she uses forging a life, then what you'd understand is the relationship of these steps that go through the process of becoming, so that when things may feel a little off, a little painful, that they need to be shaped differently, you too may think that you're in that part of the process. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you know, this resistance, what happens when resistance shows up? What can we do to move through resistance and have the truth be revealed, so that the beauty of katana, the power of it, the precision of it, everything about it, become so ritualistically successful? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Coach Christine.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story's about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on transformationtalkradio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love understanding what Coach Christine does. I love understanding the process that she uses to help other people and how easy it is for her to pinpoint where somebody might be and then to explain it in the process of how a katana is created. And we're going to talk about truths and creation of katana. Before we do, I would love for you to tell people how they can find out about you, how they can work up, right? And
Absolutely. Then
I know you're creating a whole bunch of things because that's part of the awakening I had this weekend. I mean, there were so many outcomes that came out of it. I felt awed, right?
Right.
But tell us about what you're doing because you're giving birth to a number of things here.
I am. Thank you, Pat. I am Coach Christine Clark. You can find me on my website, which is Sunglow Transformation. I am on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn at both Sunglow Transformation and Coach Christine Clark. What we were talking about over the break, you were talking about when you were doing your master's or PhD?
Doctoral. Yeah.
Doctoral, right.
Finishing up the doctorate.
And you're talking about the time putting in and the effort and the effort and the effort and the effort and the research and the research and the research. And that is so much like when we are in the process of creating our life or creating our business and expanding. You work and you work and you work. And then at some point, you get the step back or you lift your head up or things fall into place and all of a sudden you see, wow, look what I have done. Look how all of this is falling into place now. You can't see it while you're drawing that out, while you're taking those step, doing the work of creating in the katana phase when you are making a pre-curve on the blade. It takes a lot of work to create that structure. And then when you finally are able to start putting the edge on, taking those action steps, bringing it all to fruition, all that work that you put into creating that structure gives you that push. And it's like, it feels easy at that point. Things fall into place. You have gained acumen by just doing what's in front of you, working your business, making those phone calls. And then you suddenly realize that, wow, look how easy this is. Look how the responses I get. Look what my numbers are doing. And it's like, oh, how'd that happen?
That's exactly what I said. I mean, I was like, how'd that happen? You know, and I want to talk to you about this because, you know, sometimes we find what we're not looking for. And
right.
I want to talk with you about that and what that actually means. Now, what I've learned about that is I may not find what I'm looking for, but I certainly have found something I need. Before we go to that, we have a caller. I would love to bring on a caller and see if we can help out. Benny, who do we have?
Jude from Chicago. Hi, Jude.
Hi, Jude.
Hi.
Hey,
welcome
Jude.
To the show. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Hello, Dr. Pat and Christine. I am very interested. I'm totally unaware of the process of or unfamiliar with Christine's process. So I'd like to find out more about that and where I should start because I find it, I'm very drawn to it. And also, I'd like to know... I'm an energy healer, a medical intuitive, and an RN. However, because of the things that have been happening in my real life, I've not been able to do that yet. And I frame it as the perfect time is coming. But I also wondered how you deal with practical blocks in real life and what part surrender plays in the process. I imagine it has a huge part.
You're going to love this answer because you asked the perfect question for Coach Christine to really explain the process of right. forging a life. And because what you've touched upon, I'm going to turn you over to her. What you've touched upon is exactly to what we were talking about during the break. And her process is so amazing. Coach Christine, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a great question from Jude?
It is perfect. Thank you so much for calling in and asking that, Jude. That is brave of you. And what we find in life, when you have this thing that you are really good at, that you're into, that is so much you, and we're putting it off because of obligations, because of family, because of other stuff outside, we are shortchanging our efforts, and we're not willing to make a priority of bringing our thing to the world. And there's people waiting for you, Jude. Now, the practical work is, yeah, this is my life. These are the blocks. These are my obligations. And because of this, I'm not able to hone out that little bit of time to start putting what I want to bring into the world into my own life. Am I on the mark at all, Jude?
Yes, but the things that it's like things that I have no control over, like my husband's health. He had a kidney transplant. So, right. And before right. that, he had open heart surgery and a stroke. So it's been a series of things where, you know, it's like sometimes you think you're in exactly the right place at the right time. And this is what I was meant to do, to care for him yep. during this time. And then, yep. you know, so I kind of frame it in like, the perfect time is coming for me. It's not that I'm putting it off or, yeah. you know, denying myself or delaying in every, you know, in any way, but it's like real huge, big, huge practical matters where yeah. I have no right. control over it. You know what I mean?
I love this.
Right.
I love this question because yeah. this is exactly tied into foraging, right? We were talking about, you know, how the blade gets created. Coach Christine's going to answer your question, but I want to share this with you. I graduated and you heard us talking about my research, right? And what a struggle that was. So I go to school for 8 years. I spend a year in postdoctorate, right? I'm getting ready to take these big corporate jobs, right? That's why you go to school, right? So you can make a lot of money.
Right.
No, wrong.
yeah.
What happens to me? My partner at the time has a brain aneurysm. My life stopped.
Right? Your life stopped.
My life stopped. Mm-hmm. Now, Coach Christine's going to explain where that is, but it didn't really stop. See, yeah. I was getting to go in a direction of my life that I was never supposed to go.
Yeah.
And right. in that stopping process, and Christine will tell you about this, I don't want this to be all about me, but there's so much that we get in the pause, in the moments where we pause. Christine, you want to take it away?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jude is in a time where life has happened huge, and you're mm-hmm. in kind of the pressure cooker. Is mm-hmm. the analogy with the katana, I would say you're in what we call final heat treatment, where the blade gets sunk deep into molten salt and
wow.
brought out again and put back in again and brought out again.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening mm-hmm. is on the outside, you don't see any change. But on the inside, the mm-hmm. internal structure of the blade, the metal is actually shifting significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in this process where you've got this delay and your energies are put where they are needed absolutely most.
Mm-hmm.
You are learning skills. You are picking up on how to manage because the rest of life didn't stop either.
Right.
And there are lessons and pieces for you in this that will serve you when you're ready to step in to bring your work to the world. If there's any way to begin doing that in the now, look for it. Look for those tiny pieces that can shine a little bit, because once you're able to be clear and free, or be have more time, or feel like you have more time, anything that you've done in this process at all, even think about it, sketch it out, dream about it, vision it, you'll be that much further ahead, ready to run when that margin opens up for you.
I love that. You know, we're going to talk about passion for the process when we come back from break, too. But one of the things you should know, that what happened to me during that stage was that my spiritual, where I was in my spirituality, took a quantum leap. It took a quantum leap. I had to learn some things during that process about myself, about what to trust, about what I had control over and what I didn't. And boy, I'll tell you, there's no way that I could have got the training I got in that year. I mean, basically with somebody that any moment was a ticking time bomb. And when I came out of the other side of it, slowly came out of the other side of it, I was different. I was different. It didn't mean that I wasn't going to use what I learned and the skills and that very expensive education that I ended up not practicing. But boy, did I set the pathway for a new level of wisdom. And I think that's what you're getting. That's what Coach
Yeah.
But I love that analogy. In the salt, out of the salt. In the salt, out of the salt. Okay, Jude, hold on to that, would you? And get a hold of Coach Christine and talk to her more. Okay.
She can help you. I would love to have a conversation with you outside and just kind of walk through the details with you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I hope we did our best to help you along. We're just in this quick call today.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And by chance, there are no accidents. I just happened to turn you on while waiting in the car from my husband at the doctor. And, you know, it's wonderful that I got through. And, you know, I felt really intuitively drawn. And I listen to Dr. Pat all the time. And but I was happy to connect with you, Christine. Good. And I will look up on your website. And if you can give me, you know, starting place for books or whatever, that would be great.
Yeah, we're going to give out that information right now. Coach Christine, before we go to break, how do people find out about you? How do they find out how to work with you? How do they contact you? What's the best way?
Yep, you can go to my website, which is sunglowtransformation.com. There is a link there for you, Jude, to just click on and have a little quick 30-minute conversation where we can connect. People can email me through that as well.
When we come back, my favorite, and thank you, Jude, for setting us up for this next segment. Yeah. Really, thank you. Passion for the process. We're going to take a look at the process to becoming. Does it take effort? Do I have to go sit on a mountaintop? How do I realize anything is going on? What are the signs? And what is the most important lesson that I've learned from it? And we'll talk about that as Coach Christine Clark takes us on a journey to help us all understand the power of forging a life. We'll be right back.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit urpurepotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, purepotential.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Oh my gosh, everybody, welcome. Coach Christine is joining us here today. She is also the host of Forging a Life. It's a great show. You know, today what we're talking about is so important. Roll up your sleeves with Coach Christine Clark. And there's a reason we say roll up your sleeves. And we're about to talk about that now, because a lot of times we hear about the process of becoming, about sort of, you know, this inanimated thing that you just have to be. But here's what I want to say. That's part of it. But that's not it, right? Think about the word becoming. The process of becoming, we've been talking about, especially through the work Coach Christine does, using Forging a Life, the process of creating this beautiful katana on the back wall behind her, and what's involved in that. And she and I were talking about this during the break, and she's going to kind of take it away now. There's a passion for the process, a passion for the process to becoming. And sometimes maybe you have to sit on your cushion, but it is a process, just like creating that beautiful katana behind you. It takes effort. Tell us about the passion for the process and why this is so important, boy. Because I got to tell you, this is where the rubber meets the road for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I love this analogy. Once it cracked open and I understood all the parts in the phases of creating that beautiful katana, which we each are our own life, are a highly functional work of art. We are individuals, highly functional works of art, but it's a process. And I have a passion for the process in the creation of the katana and the creation of our lives, because it does take effort. We have to put in the work. We have to decide that we're going to reach out and get a coach, or we're going to go to that therapy group, or we're going to connect with somebody, or we're going to go ahead and write that book. Whatever it is, we have to take action. We have to put in effort. And for me, there is so much positive energy and excitement that comes when you're in action, when you take action. The worst parts are when we are in the middle of a muddle or we're in this spin where we're not taking, you know, where we're still, we're mired and we're stuck and we're immobilized because of fear, because we are overwhelmed by what life is throwing at us, whatever it is. And to get out of that, you have to take an action. You have to make an effort. And sometimes the simplest thing is to just pick something and do it. And when you do that, it breaks that bubble. And all of a sudden you have fresh air. You have energy for the fire. You know, fire takes oxygen and wood to burn or fuel to burn. And when you break and you have that oxygen and that fuel, and you can just go, it is so much more fun, exciting. You can soar. But it's a process to do the work, to choose the work, and to stay in the work. And you'll have your wonderful mountaintop experiences. You'll get where you're going. It's too much. Okay. Too often I have heard promises about ease, promises about simple, just do this and it'll, you'll soar through. You won't have to do, if you don't have to do anything, just you'll be a wonderful worldwide success. And it's like, that's just crap. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
No, you know? It doesn't.
Yeah. And you so know that's what? That's why I love the process. I have a passion for it because it's where you grow the muscle. It's where you become, but you can't do that in a vacuum or sitting on the couch or, you know.
I love that you're using this and talking about the process because, you know, when you're taking, you know, looking at forging the way we're using the process, both of becoming, but of the katana, creation of the katana, you know, it's not, oh my gosh, here's a piece of steel. I'm going to just do this, put it here, do that. I've watched and I've watched the video that you sent me. And one of the things I loved about it was that, yes, there's step one. You have to choose your steel carefully.
Right.
You know, and that just that metaphor alone with what your steel's worth is so important.
It is. It is.
But then you have so many options in the process to make corrections, to make changes, to reinforce things, to sharpen things, to have a design. I mean, there are just so many different ways to visit and revisit. And that is an effort, right?
Right.
It's, I've got my eye on the target. And if this design is not going to work out the way I thought it was, then maybe I can make an adjustment in the process. Right. Is it becoming the same way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. You have this idea, you kind of know where you want, you have your vision and you're going that way. And then it's, you find out you get kind of stuck and it's not going anywhere. It's like, you can turn right. You can turn left. You can try a different process. You can, if you take the steel, put it on an anvil and hit it with a hammer and the steel is cold, you're going to work a lot harder and it's going to take a lot longer because that steel is not going to budge. But if you set it in the fire and let it get hot and let it get glowing and then put it under the hammer, it is so much easier to form or to shape something. And if it's not turning out, you put it back in the fire and get it warm again and then change the shape, change how you're working it, do something different.
Yeah,
to get something different.
I love that we're talking about this because our network is called the Transformation Network. And I love that you are specifically calling this out, this point. Transformation does not happen without effort. See, my friend, you know, I was talking to my friend about the name of the network and so forth. And I said, you know, I don't think you're talking about transformation. I think you're talking about transmutation. And there's a big difference. Not that they're not interchangeable. But yeah, you could throw a piece of wood in a fire, light a match to it, and it becomes smoke. That's one way to think about it. But transformation is inevitable. Every days of our lives, we are changing, we are shifting, right. We are transforming. But somehow we have the illusion, somewhere we picked it up, that we don't have to put an effort forward or that we don't have to get guidance. And I have to tell you, I wish you'd talked to this point. I spent a lot of years of my life doing it by myself, being independent. You know, I can do it. If I survived homelessness, I can do anything. But the day that my mentor gave me the insight, of course you can do it. But boy, wouldn't you like a little help along the way? And that's right. Why I have coaches. Can you talk about that? About the fact that sometimes you may need to ask somebody about that blade, about advice, about whether or not the steel can be strong enough. And we don't ask. Talk about the importance of getting that outside guidance and catalytic energy in this process right. of becoming.
Yeah, it is, because the mind and each of us hold the answers to what we desire inside us. And yet we are so much in the middle of life and we're being hammered and tapped and shaped and formed, as you said, every single day of our life without us even really realizing it. And we're caught up in that. And it gets to the point where we can't see the shift or the option, or we're so hung up on hanging on to a particular emotion or a particular perspective, out of ego, out of fear, out of, you know, don't want to step in, you know, don't want to rock the boat. And so we hold in. And yet when you get somebody to walk you through a little bit of a different perspective, give you a little bit of assist, change the angle just a little bit, then you can see a whole new way of doing it. You can see a whole new way of being, a clarity on what step to take shows up. And that outside catalyst is absolutely necessary. I don't know anybody that has been able to rise to the top, to claim their destiny, to be all that they wanted to be, to live that significant life without someone else there to support them, to mentor them, to give them some clarity. We just don't do it on our own. It would be a terrible loss if we could do it on our own, though, because we need each other. And we need that group dynamic. But there is, and that's what coaching is. That's what I love about doing what I do. I was working with a client this morning, an absolutely amazing woman. And she was trying to decide what to do or how to go about expanding her business. And she was caught up in fear of this one possibility would set her up, would put her in a place where she didn't know, where she didn't know the outcome, where there was a big question mark. If she stepped in, it would be a surprise whether, you know, what's going to be waiting for her when she stepped in. And we walked through it, and she was able to understand by the end of the conversation as we formed, is that what she brings to the table is more important about what's going to be at that table. And if she comes in with her positive energy and her love and her desire to be open and helping, that whatever is there will be influenced by that, and that she is. And we went from fear to power. But you can't do that unless you have somebody else to bounce it off of or walk you through the questions about, what are you seeing? What do you want? What's possible? Yeah.
And, you know, this is part of, you know, this kind of weaves us around to what I love that you talk about, and that is the value and the learning in each step. Look, in the process of forging, right? I mean, whether you're forging a katana or you're forging your life, there may be days that you have done everything you and I just talked about, right? Put it back in the heat, took it out of heat. Put it back in the salt, took it out of salt. We may have spent 3 days on that or a week on that, only to come up with the optimum answer. No matter how many times I'm going to do this, it's not going to be the blade I want. And that's when you might have to start over.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Begin again. You got to start over. Mm-hmm. But when you start over, and please talk to this, right? When you start over, you now have all of that experience.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I was telling you during the break, I was watching one of the foraging shows that they have on TV. I'm so fascinated by it. If I had room to like set up a shop here, I would totally be doing it. But I was watching this, and I watched this young kid, right? And there's this competition, and they have a particular blade they have to create, and they're told what to do and how to do it, very specific about how the steel, all of that. And I'm watching, and they kind of focus on the four contestants, right? And I'm watching this one person, beautiful, beautiful handle, blades beautiful, 5 minutes to go, and he hasn't sharpened it.
Right. A little bitty, bitty detail piece.
Five, beautiful, look beautiful, right. Look great. It's not sharpened. And in the end with that, if you're in a competition, in the end, that blade is not going to do what it was meant to do.
Right.
Now, if you're not in a competition, you can always sharpen the blade. So would you talk about the significance as we bring this conversation full circle? Value and learnings.
Yeah.
Everything what does learning do for us?
Yeah. Learning is everything. When you can have an experience and pull out the learnings, when you can, as you said, beat on it and then it's not right and we have to go start over, you're not starting from scratch. You're never starting from scratch because you bring everything that you have experienced before and the meanings you've made from it and the knowledge you have into that next go. And that's part of putting in the effort. It's part of staying in the process, because you will continue to learn, you'll continue to hone, you'll gain resilience. And no matter what you have experienced, what life is throwing at you, everything in your life from the day you were born until today has given you the knowledge you need to create, to be, to have, to do anything you want. You can change total trajectory. It's okay. And you'll have the knowledge and the ability to do that. Mm-hmm. It's in your steel. It's in everything you've done to create your life, to forge your life. So that learning and staying in the process, it's all about becoming.
Yeah. You know, I love that we're talking about this, you know, because sometimes being in the process and going through the learning process can be agonizing to people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, there is an aspect of surrender. And I think Jude was asking about
it before. Yeah.
And I think if I were to pinpoint, you know, at least for me, where surrender has come in, it has come in from the place of learning through the process of something and surrendering that was the path. I learned something from that. And now I'm going to take that and now I'm going to filter it and put it in this and go forward. It's so valued. But I will say this again, I'd love for you to comment on it, is that process of learning, I always do better working with somebody.
Absolutely.
I can't see it.
Yeah.
Linda has been my best friend, and there are some times where she will see something and then she'll see me go down the same pathway, even though I've learned something, as if I've not learned anything.
Right.
And when you stop and can get some feedback or some help, it will change the speed by which you'll get it done.
Oh, yeah, much faster.
The ease by which you feel like there's support, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, there is. Because when you have that person that's outside of your situation, that friend, that coach, that person that can see what's going on, has greater clarity than what you can see yourself because you're in it. And being able to bounce something off, being able to have them give you a perspective, being able to point out, this is what I see is going on. I mean, even that is a revelation, and that has to come from somebody outside. And then it's absolutely right, Pat, when you have that, your learning speeds up, your progress speeds up, and there is nothing like having that person that can help guide you.
Yeah.
And just even the person that can say, yeah, I think that's a good idea. You should do that. It's like, oh, thank you. I know I can go do that.
Yeah. You know what I love about it is that it also helps solidify your faith. It helps solidify the belief you have in yourself to get it done, right?
Absolutely.
And I've watched this. I've watched this with people learning a skill and, you know, going through different processes of that. But what you've done, Coach Christine, is you've created this beautiful way to work with people through such a visual and energetic forging a life process that people are able to see it and say, yeah, I got to go back and sharpen my blade.
Right.
That was me. It was like, yeah, I got to go get this degree. If I'm going to get that consulting job, I got to sharpen my blade. Thank you for this and everything you do. Can you just tell people again, how do they work with you? And then how do they find out more about what you're doing? And then I'd love to know your personal message for the day.
Yeah. I work with people one-on-one, individual coaching. I do group coaching through Mastermind. You can bring me in. I do training, speaking, workshops. My website is Sunglow Transformation. There's an option there to send me an email, whatever it is you want to touch base with. You can also click on and have a one-on-one phone call with me. If you want to just sort something out or ask some questions, continue the conversation. I love doing that. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn at Sunglow Transformation and Coach Christine Clark.
Yeah. And that's what I love. You're open to have a chat with people, to work with people, to help them figure out, because a lot of times we don't know where we are in the process.
Right.
You know, we think we're in the sharpening the blade process.
And you haven't made a blade yet.
No, we got to get back in the heat.
Right.
Thank you for that. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
What I want to leave people with today is that this process of becoming, the process of destiny, yes, it takes effort. And it's a process that's knowable. And if you know the steps, you can get there. If you know how to forge the blade, know that you got to sharpen it, know that you got to do some heat treatment, know that you can start over. It's possible to get there. It's a process. And you know the process. And that in and of itself is such a breath of fresh air to be able to say, yeah, I can do this. I know that it's going to take some work. I'm going to need to take multiple steps, but I can know the steps. I can know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I can get there. I will get there.
I love it. Thank you, Coach Christine Clark, everybody, Forging a Life. And tell people when they can listen to your show.
I am on the fourth Tuesday of every month and Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.